exclusive, very sort of seasonal holiday spectacular.
There aren't many bands out there who can accurately describe their latest album as a spectacular, but Pink Martini is an unusual band, and its new holiday album, Joy to the World, is an unusual take on a grand tradition. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Rita Houston here. The 12-piece little orchestra Pink Martini have been making fun, loungy, multilingual music since 1994. Since then, they've recorded songs about smoking and gardening and covered a lot of little-known songs from musicals, but they'd never done a holiday album until this year, when their distribution company, Hear Music, asked them to. In true Pink Martini fashion, the resulting record, Joy to the World, features some classics like White Christmas, Santa Baby, and Silent Night, along with quite a few curveballs and quite a few languages, too, including Mandarin and Ukrainian. WFUV's Nora Flaherty had a chance to talk with Pink Martini in Studio A, and she asked bandleader Thomas Lauderdale about his history with holiday music.
Well, I've always loved sort of holiday music from the very beginning. I grew up in Indiana, and my parents' rule was that we could never play. I always wanted to play Christmas music year-round, but my parents sort of put a kibosh on that, and so it was always the first snowfall that determined whenever the first holiday music was played in our house. And so I prayed for snow beginning in August. But at that time, that was pre-global warming. So really...
You could really count on that snow.
The snow didn't really happen until you know, November.
So from November to what, January 6th?
Oh, no. I think it's till the end of Christmas break. So that was like, you know, January 20th.
Born a king on Bethlehem's plain. Gold I bring to crown him again. King forever ceasing, never over us all to reign. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding.
The one that you're actually going to play next is, I think, maybe my favorite song on the album. It's Congratulations. Tell me about that song.
Well, this is a song that my college roommate, who now is the professor of East Asian languages at Berkeley, years ago made me a tape of Chinese pop music through the 20th century. And one of those songs was this song, which was actually written in 1946, called Congratulations. And since its release in 1946 at the end of World War II, it really has become a Happy New Year song. And for years I've been trying to figure out a way to sort of incorporate that into an album, and this really seemed like the logical place for it. So this is a song which sort of expresses the weariness of the past and the optimism of the future.
万万的春风就要吹醒到地呀恭喜恭喜恭喜你呀恭喜恭喜恭喜你呀恭喜恭喜恭喜你呀恭喜恭喜恭喜你呀恭喜恭喜恭喜你呀恭喜恭喜恭喜你呀恭喜恭喜恭喜你呀恭喜恭喜恭喜你呀恭喜恭喜恭喜你呀恭喜恭喜恭喜你呀恭喜恭喜恭喜你呀恭喜恭喜恭喜你呀恭喜恭喜恭喜你呀恭喜恭喜恭喜你呀恭喜恭喜恭喜你呀恭喜恭喜恭喜你呀恭喜恭喜恭喜你呀恭喜恭喜恭喜你呀恭喜恭喜恭喜你呀恭喜恭喜恭喜你呀恭喜恭喜恭喜你呀恭喜恭喜恭喜你呀恭喜恭喜恭喜你呀恭喜恭喜恭喜你呀恭喜 world. Take 5 was produced today by Nora Flaherty. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.